Here in the southern Gaza Strip, where a majority of the population has been displaced due to the war, Palestinians have low expectations that a ceasefire in Gaza could happen soon. Rua Al-Majaida is a displaced 21 years old woman. She was walking down the Mawasi coastal road along with a friend when Pacifica caught up to her.
Yesterday, there was a massacre at a school in Gaza City, and almost on a daily basis, there are massacres. Nothing prompts us to expect a ceasefire.
Rua's low expectation is echoed by Jihad, a displaced father from Gaza City. He now lives in the Mawasi coastal area in the southern Gaza Strip.
Due to conflicting information or reports, we have increasingly lowered our expectations towards a truce. Whenever we feel a truce is close, we remain hesitant instead.
But Adib Al-Saka, who is in charge of a local youth development association in Khan Yunis, hopes an end to the war will come soon.
I hope that the recent Lebanon deal would open the appetite for a similar deal for Gaza. We hope that the deal will be applied here just like in Lebanon.
While the U.S. and France helped broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah, there remain differences between Israel and Hamas. Dr. Raed Najm is a political analyst and researcher.
Perhaps the most likely scenario is that Hamas will simply accept what the Israeli government wants by leaving Gaza through a safe passage after handing over its arms. Also, Hamas may leave the Gaza Strip for other international bodies to administer. Hamas has already rejected the offer.
Since the Israel-Hezbollah truce, the Israeli army has intensified its military actions across the Gaza Strip. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari, in Gaza.